What's up, everybody? Welcome back, finally, and I don't even know how to say it. I'm just so excited. Season 2, Mo. What's going on, man? How are you?
What's up? What's up? It's not the most ideal start of Season 2, but we are back and efforts. What is up? Federation Faithful Podcast, coming to you live via Skype.
Yeah, I mean, what else do we got right now? It is what it is, unfortunately, with this whole bullshit pandemic we got going on. It forces us to be a little further than we want, but thank God for technology. So other than that, man, what's going on with you? How's life? How's quarantine been keeping you, you know?
I'm slowly losing my shit.
Oh, for sure.
Being single in this sucks, and definitely realizing that sports runs our lives. I'm coming out, guys. I am officially a sports junkie. I've been clean for I think 45 days, and Dave has been my sponsor because I think I talked to you.
I'm definitely not the sponsor type, but when it comes to sports, I found myself relapsing almost every night, going on YouTube and watching 2004 World Series. You know what I mean?
I think I watched every game of the 2007 season. It's fucking bad, bro. Oh my god! If you guys didn't know, we had plans for spring training. We obviously the winter weekend. If you follow us on Instagram. We had all these plans, and in the drop of a dime, it's like, nope, spring training's canceled. Oh, season's late. And then it's like,
we were literally on the verge of buying tickets to head down to Florida and buying tickets to the games. And I mean, we were all set, man. We had bags and everything.
We had so much for season 2. We were like, yeah, this will be fucking great. Interviews, Red Sox talk all the time.
Yeah.
Not happening.
It definitely sucks. I mean, not only for, you know, Red Sox fans all over around the world, but just baseball fans in general. You know, for me, and I think I speak for everybody as far as baseball fans, for us, you know, opening day is a holiday.
It is a holiday.
We look forward to it every year, no matter where we're at, school, work. You know, we find a way to watch our teams open up the season. So it is unfortunate, but there's a reason for everything. But let's get into it, man. So one of the first things, you know, we did want to talk about was you know, what we have in front of us this year as far as the Red Sox go. I mean, what can we say? Obviously, there's been a pause in baseball. I do know that MLB teams were making proposals as far as how to continue the season, and they were shut down. What are your thoughts on that?
So I guess we'll start with what we thought the team was going to be. I thought the Red Sox looked good in spring training, bro. They had good young pitching. I feel like they finally had the bullpen figured out. They announced Workman as the closer. What's the guy's name from Houston they picked up? But they picked up good pieces for a bullpen. They look like they're, you know, and coming off a year like last year where they struggled in the beginning, they were exciting to watch down the stretch. And, you know, it was exciting to see what Devers was going to do, Bogarts. I was excited for Kevin Pillar when he came on.
But, I mean, also let's take it back a little bit. You know, we got, you know, new personnel, new head of baseball operations. So that's been pretty exciting. Moses and I did have the opportunity to attend Winter Weekend out in Springfield, Massachusetts. So they had some town hall meetings. We got to see, we got to hear some, you know, words from the top offices all the way down to, you know, the guys on a diamond. Why don't you tell them a little bit about that?
You know, going into winter weekend, I was like, man, I don't know what the season's going to be. You know, because we Warren just got fired. So we're also welcoming Ron Lennepy. But at the time we were down there, it was like, you had no idea what was going to happen, right? It was like a mixed feeling. But then, like, just hearing Pedro and Poppy talk and seeing the team and hearing what they had planned, you kind of saw the picture. We looked at each other at the bar the first night, and we were seeing double, and we were like, yo, this is a... this
team is Spanish, and... Was that the night that I pissed off Wally?
Bro, winter weekend, you pissed off every mascot. You asked Tessie, you could hit. I was like, oh, no. You could have pissed off Tessie, you blew me a kiss. And oh, you man. Out, you're like, hey, baby.
Hey, guys, you have to understand, not only did Mo and I go down to winter weekend to do work, but...
out of Jameson a day.
But we are best friends, so just hanging out there in that atmosphere was hilarious. We met a lot of characters, but it was awesome. It was definitely unique. So yeah, so going back to, you know, what we were looking at for this season, I mean, it looked promising. They definitely seemed to be very on point and focused as to what they wanted out of the season. Also, with the exception of what was happening at the time with the whole Cora investigation, I like the support that the front office was showing for Cora, regardless. Yeah. You know, like, they stuck by him no matter what. They never badmouthed him. And I think that what they did by basically amicably both stepping aside was the right move. So now the investigation's over. It's been proven that the Red Sox haven't done anything wrong. And Alex Cora is being served a 1-year suspension. And in all probability, he'll be back next season for the 2021 season. And I'm all for it, man. I love Cora. I love the way he took, you know, the 2018 Red Sox, and he proved that we were winners. And he took that team and worked with what he had. So, yeah, I'm happy Cora. There's a big chance Cora might be back.
Well, then don't forget, Reneke took the job, and he's like, don't. This isn't long term for him. He wants to retire soon. So it's kind of like, he's kind of laid the groundwork for, like, yeah, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. And
yeah.
And so it's there. So we both agree that Cora is coming back. You believe in the MCL? You know what I'm talking about?
No, say that again.
The MCL. I'm not a conspiracy theory guy, Dave, but let me tell you, MCL is Mookie, Cora, Lester. Boom. I'm talking all three come back next year. Mookie Betts, Alex Cora, John Lester. Let's get the party going. I'll get the duck thrown out right now. We're going to have a great fucking night. I don't care.
I mean, Lester wouldn't be a make it or break it for me. I would love to have John Lester back. He's obviously a big part of Boston history, you know, as far as World Series going. And not to mention, you know, we have a great relationship with the office over in Chicago. So that would be great. If he was, we were to add him into that lineup, I would love to see that. You know, now as far as Mookie goes, remember, you and I were talking about this yesterday. Regardless or not, if we get a season this year for the 2020 season, as far as legal terms go, Mookie is serving a year in LA. So, which basically means his free agency is back open for next season, right?
That's right.
So now, Red Sox fans, let's ask.
Same as Lester.
Yeah, but I'm not going to depend on Lester as my workhorse either, man. Let's be honest. But
this is what I see, right? And this goes to when you talk about 2020. Everybody's questioning these moves that Bloom made about, Kevin Pillar and John and Lucroy, and not the big name. But we talked about it. That's a Red Sox team. That's a Red Sox team. This is like the 2012 going to 2013 feel. We're like, who the fuck are these guys? And they win the World Series.
Yeah.
You know, I feel that that's a past team. So now going to next year, right? Mookie's going to be obviously the biggest name on the market. You can't, nobody can argue that right now. But if you got a John Lester, and then we got Chris Sale back, and then you got Nathan Eovaldi, and you got Eduardo Rodriguez, and you got a Chris Mazza or a Ryan Weber, you have all these guys who aren't a one right now in their careers, except for maybe Eovaldi. I would say Eovaldi's a one, and E-Rod to be a one. But you have all these guys who are two threes. That's hard. That's hard to beat, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. That's definitely
how that is. Anchor yourself down to one arm, right? Like,
so but now, like, talking about arms, and I don't mean to, like, divert here a little bit, but let's talk a little bit on, like, Chris Sale. What can we expect from him? A lot of people were like, oh, you know, he was walking into spring training, he was good.
Right.
He looked fine. The doctor said that he wasn't going to need surgery. But now it's the complete opposite. So now there seems to be an area of concern on.
Well, he had the surgery.
Like, yeah. But it seems to be like this is a repetitive thing with Chris Sale. As good as his arm is, man, and it starts to worry me. So.
Tommy John is like the almighty, like, fountain of youth. Like, everybody comes back now, and they're better. See, like, and it's amazing because fucking 10 years ago, any shoulder surgery, Tommy John surgery, they, like, kind of wrote you off. Now they want people to get it almost.
You know? It's like an omen, man. Like, for pitchers, like, once you get that Tommy John,
there's a
50-50. You either come back or you don't.
Right. So you just gotta. Honestly, I'll wait and see, but that's why I think you plug Lester in there and you plug away with two, you know, instead of having one ace, you know, teams have an ace and a group of surrounding characters where they can really have five good surrounding characters. What do you want to take? I'd rather take five surrounding guys than having one powerhouse and then, all right, we might win tonight. Like, no, we don't need that. We don't need a bunch. We don't need...
No, so I hear you. I mean, all right, let's say hypothetically we do add Lester, you know, we throw him into the mix. But also, one thing that I think the Red Sox should be doing, and we saw a lot of like rising stars last season, I think we need to focus on our farm system, man. We got some arms out there.
Oh, yeah, Ryan Weber was disgusting in spring training. He was nasty. The Mets, Chris Mazza, was disgustingly good. Then you can go to the farm. You got Brandon DeLucci. He's nasty. Jay Groom, a Jersey boy. So is Brandon DeLucci. They're both from Jersey.
Yeah, shout out.
Jay Groom, I mean, that guy, we finally showed on Instagram, and I followed him. You know, when he comes up, impact. I'm telling you now, you heard it here first. He may not be up to mid-2021 with all this shit going on, but that guy is going to be an impact player, bro.
So, like, see, that's the thing, you know, like, we talk about these guys, they have such potential, but the show is a whole different, it's a different world, man.
All right,
you can do this good and that good at AAA ball, but once you step into the show, man, it's either you make it or break it. So, and I think a lot of, like, you know, like, a lot of these skips, they're worried. They got to get these guys a little seasoned. They got to give them some time to develop some ball pressure to work on their craft. But, I mean, what's the problem in opening up and giving these guys opportunities?
Right.
You know, instead of spending X amount of money on these guys, throw them in the fucking bullpen, and we focus on bigger things. Like, bring them back to Boston, baby.
Who's coming back to Boston?
You know,
who's coming back to Boston?
You see what I'm saying? Like, and maybe it's just me, man.
Oh, but that's what I'm saying.
This is what we do this shit for. Like, just to bring out points from the fans and also from guys that just, you know, want to see the team, you know, make a move ahead. Yeah, exactly. Win.
Fucking win. This is how Jay Groom got on my radar, right? This is what made me a believer. Comes off Tommy John. So they have him on a throwing site. The low spinners are on a run for the championship last year.
Yeah.
They go to a deciding game in the championship. Who starts? Jay fucking Broom. That means the fucking team is all in on this guy. Like, they just pushed it's all in, like, that's our guy. He's going to be the guy. He's big. He's lefty. Let's go. Bring him up when he's ready. Bring back Mookie. Look, if they get Lester, I don't want that fuck. I don't want no Madison Bumgarner deal. No 5 years, $100 million. Fuck no. No. We ain't beating Boston. Get that motherfucker 2 years, maximum $24 million. Have a nice day. He ain't worth that $15 to $20 million window anymore.
For who? Are you talking about for Mook?
For Lester. Mookie's gonna hit the bag. He's gonna bend this over.
Listen, if we decide to bring Mookie over, he's gonna he's gonna ring the bell on us. He's gonna get the most that he can. And I mean, let's be honest, man.
He's
hands down, to me, top five ball players in the league right now.
I don't care about the money. I care about the years. Don't do no 10 year, 11, 13 year shit, man. Give that guy 7-8 years. Pay him what he wants. 7-8 years. You can't. That Bryce Harper deal is going to kill the Phillies. Machado's going to kill the Padres.
Yeah, well, who likes Bryce Harper anyways? You know what I mean?
That guy.
In true Fenway faithful fashion.
You know what I got to say about that asshole in San Diego?
This is an ongoing thing, guys. If you followed us from the beginning, you know that we are not any fans, and we sure as hell ain't Bryce Harper fans.
Well, anyway, Machado, bro,
overrated motherfucker.
He should fucking ending his career, that fucker.
I don't mean to interrupt here, but I think these guys do deserve a shout out. We have partnered up with a great sponsor, Wicked Pissa. They are awesome guys. You guys gotta check out their clothing. New England-based company. Mo definitely had a big hand in getting that partnership. Mo, you want to talk about a little bit about Wicked Pissa?
Wicked Pissa is probably the most underrated clothing line out right now for the Boston fans. I got the shirt on right now.
Yeah.
Faithful. I think yours is in the mail already. And guys, they came to me because they liked the articles I wrote. And when we were doing season two, I said, you know what? They got to be part of this movement. And they're great guys over there. They take care of us. We're looking them out. We look forward to meeting them at Fenway this year. We're happy to have them as a sponsor. So make sure, guys, go to wickedpissa.com. Check out all the gear. Click the link. Read my articles. If you don't go to FenwayFaithfulSports.com, but hey, you can find the articles either place and get some sweet Boston beer, bro. Look at this shirt. I mean, Fenway Faithful, baby, you gotta love it.
They really do have some sick gear. So like I said, guys, check them out. And again, big shout out to Wicked Pissa. We look forward to working with you guys in the future and kicking some fucking ass. And it's all in the name. It's all in the name, baby. Let's go.
It's all in the game. And also, if you want to be a sponsor of the show, feel free to reach out to Fenway Faithful Sports on Instagram or on the web, or find me and Dave on IG, or it says meet us at Bush Coles when the bar opens back up and buy us a drink. Who knows?
Or I'll buy you a drink. I mean, hey, you know.
Hey, who knows? We love everybody.
Alright, so you know, we have a few minutes left here, Mo. I think this guy deserves to be talked about. He played a big role for us as MVP in the 2018 World Series. Steve Pierce is on his way out, man. He has announced retirement. Like I said, he did play a huge role in that 2018 postseason. What are your thoughts?
Did you read the article or comment he put out about how he wished he could have ended on a higher note? And, you know, I felt bad how he went out. He obviously got bit by the injury.
Me too.
Going back earlier, we talked about the team, the Boston team that we put together with the bullpen this year and the pitching and what we're doing here. He was a Boston guy. He was an under-the-radar trade. Dombrowski made, like, way before the trade deadline, too. And I was like, oh, who is this guy? Steve Pierce. And I'll never forget, I was like, yo, I saw him in spring training, I think in 15 or 14 with Juice. Shout out to him. And he, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. He was like taking batting practice, hitting nukes, and I was like, you're looking for the Blue Jays. And I was like, this guy should be a Red Sox. And when he got traded, my eyebrow got lifted up. I was like, oh, okay. And then when he just had that series against the Yankees, what did he hit, like 5 home runs against the Yankees in a weekend? I was stunned. And then, you know, brother, then he went out in the playoffs and did his thing in the World Series. He goes, it's amazing when you look back at those highlights of the World Series, how much damage he did to the Dodgers.
I mean, the guy just came up huge. And you know what, like, for me, that's always, it's always beautiful because there's always that one guy during the postseason that just emerges and shuts everybody the fuck up. Exactly. But, like, I don't think walking into the postseason, you or I or anybody else would have been like, yo, fucking Steve Pierce, World Series MVP, bro.
No.
Nobody thought that shit.
No.
But what about Seymour? I mean, like, I'm happy he got MVP, of course, you know? That's a dream for any ball player, besides winning it all. But at the same time, you know, shortly after, let's not forget, he did get sent down to the farm for a little while.
Well, that's because he was hurt, man. I mean,
yeah,
it's crazy just to think about it. And all in all, it's just like he said, man. He wish he could have went out better. I wish he could have went out better. So, you know, and so hey, man, thanks for everything, Steve. We wish we would have had you for a few of your younger years to go with this year. But hey, you're not forgotten. With my Alan Empery in 2004 when he won Game 4 of the ALCS against the Yankees. You got Matt Harp in 2013 doing his thing. Fuck, you can just go on with these guys. Nobody remembers. Nobody remembers Alex Cora. I mean, look at Nate Roberts. Nate Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, is known for stealing second base off Mariano Rivera.
Yeah.
He's not known for being a manager of the Dodgers. Really? Like, you type in Nate Roberts' name, first thing that pops up on Google is him stealing second base. And then him and the Dodgers to form as the manager. It's crazy.
That image plays in my head over and over and over. But I just never forget that. I don't think any Sox fan will ever forget that moment.
So you're still watching you're watching 2004 playoffs right now, right? We talked about that.
Yeah.
When you watch steal that base, does your dick still get like a little tingle in it?
It still moves.
Oh my god, it's fucking crazy. We watch this like 4 times a day.
I swear to God, man.
Like, oh my god, how do we just fuck? No way.
It's like no matter how many times you watch it, you still react to it like the first day you like first time you ever seen it too.
And the like, best part about it, when he steals, they go to Posada's face and it's like, fuck you, Posada, fuck you.
Yeah. Oh man, I mean, no, definitely so. Like you said, shout out to Steve Pierce. Thank you for your time in Boston. And we wish you nothing but the best, man. It was definitely an honor having you and having you part of that 2018 team. So,
yeah, brother.
Shouts out to him, man. So,
here we go. I got to bring up this Mookie Betts shit. Okay. Are you watching the Korean League?
What was that?
Are you watching the Korean League right now with this Mookie Betts shit?
I've seen a couple replays here and there. And
motherfuckers score like high commercial teams.
These motherfuckers are weird, man. These guys are running down the first baseline with the bat in their hand, and like the fans are going wild. I'm like,
I had a guy come out the bullpen last night because I don't sleep, and I'm a recovering sports junkie. So I'm watching this. They're like 82. Like, bro, I'm about to get my passport out and go over there and play. Like, these guys, like, we're really watching men's league baseball on TV. But then you're watching Mookie Betts comes out and does hype videos for these teams. What the fuck?
So he's like, he's kind of like not like a sponsor, but like kind of a face for him a little bit.
Yeah, I guess maybe he doesn't believe that this is going to end soon. He's going to go over there and play. It's just fucking hilarious. Like, you sit on your couch at 3 in the morning and it's like, here's Mookie Betts and here's Sung Hong Koo.
You know what? Yeah, well, you know what, Mo? If the Korean League sent me a nice fat check, I'd be fucking doing promo work for them too. So, man.
I guess you got a point on that.
All right, then.
We're not moving fast.
But if your ass was staying home for 2 months playing no baseball and the Korean League was like, yo, Mo, here's a $25,000 check. Just talk some shit. Make us look good. I'm going in my backyard and I'm having my wife record me talking some shit about the Korean League, too.
You got a point, but it's still, we're not Mookie Betts. It's like, what the fuck is going on in the world? Maybe he'll do it on the next AA meeting for Sports Junkies Anonymous. Y'all need a pronouncer?
Yeah, any more of that pie tour?
Got any more writers for me to talk about?
Oh, God, man.
Holy shit.
Fuck, man. So, I mean, we got a few minutes left, but I actually want to take this time and just talk about what the fans should be expecting for season two. To close off the first show of the second season here, we're definitely excited to see what direction Fenway Faithful is going in. As you guys can see, right now it's only me and Mo. We decided that we wanted to kind of just focus on Red Sox baseball and other New England sports at the moment. I mean, guys, you got to think about it. You know, we're just two Jersey guys repping Boston out here hard and for the love of baseball and the game. But we are excited. We're also waiting and excited to see what's going to happen with the MLB and what direction they're going to continue. And how we're dealing with this COVID-19 situation right now. So once we know more, you know, we'll be able to start planning trips. We'll be able to start joining games, holding interviews with players, past players, and just bringing you the best fucking content that we can. Mo, what do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, you hit it on the head. We're going to be doing some live look backs on, like, the World Series teams, obviously, so the season that started, or we'll do that after for season three and the off season. But we're just going to bring you Red Sox baseball. We love podcasts and we love Boston sports and we love the Red Sox. So we're really going to focus on the Red Sox and bringing you guys the best Red Sox podcast out. And like Dave said, we can't really tell you what the future is going to be like, honestly, because last time we had a plan for the future, the pandemic hit us. So we don't want to plan too far ahead.
Yeah, definitely, guys. So, again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for always sticking by us. I know you guys have been asking and asking for this. So, we're doing all the best that we can to bring you the hottest and best shit around. So, with that being said, everybody, thank you for listening. Fenway Faithful, we're fucking back, baby. Let's go.
And we are out.
Faithful!